So we're talking tonight about a very important topic, which is the status of corporations in general and Ribis when it comes to corporations. What we're going to try to do is give a little bit of an introduction and speak about one mahalach, the mahalach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, another mahalach which comes out of some other poskim, which is very, very intriguing. It has implications and ramifications in other areas of halacha also. Well, we'll see how much time we have to say it out. In general, there is a machlokas haposkim about the status of larger sort of partnerships. Whenever you have a lot of people coming together in order to have a particular business deal, so we know that ribis is usser when Jews are involved, but once non-Jews are involved, there's no isser ribis. We'll speak a different week, Be'ezras Hashem, about the status of ribis when it comes to non-Jews. Is it more than just mutter? Is it even a mitzvah? But what do you do if you have a relatively large business where there are Jewish and non-Jewish partners together in this large business? Can they, are they bound by laws of ribis? Are they not bound by laws of ribis? What exactly is the halacha? That appears to have been a machlokas. The Kitter Shulchan Aruch is machmir on this question. I remember in New Rochelle growing up, Rabbi Fink would often say that people sometimes relate to the Kitter Shulchan Aruch because it was written as like a little bit of an easier halacha sefer for people to be able to get the basics of halacha. But it was written by a top-tier posik. So it's written by someone who's a major Talmid Chacham. So Shlomo Gansfried there in Kitter Shulchan Aruch, he was machmir that those kinds of larger partnerships would not be able to charge, collect ribis, and the like. But there were a variety of poskim that were makel. The Sholom Meshiv was makel. The Maram Shik was makel. And a variety of poskim thought that one could be makel. Lemaisa, what many of the poskim hold is as follows. It's not so surprising. It really depends on the nature of that partnership and the role that the Jews play as part of that partnership. If it is majority owned by non-Jews, most of the partners are non-Jewish. The Jews have minimal rights, even as far as voting rights, and as far as determining what the business is going to do. They aren't really actively involved in the running of it. So then many poskim maintain, or Reisman quotes this in the Sefer and Ribis, this comes from Rav Moshe and from others, that many poskim claim that you could be makel in such a case. The Jews, they're not really as actively engaged or as actively involved. They really wouldn't be held as accountable. They aren't determining that much of what goes on. Alternatively, if it is majority Jew-owned, or potentially, even if it's majority owned by non-Jews, but the Jews play a very strong and real role in the running of the company, so then many think that you really do have to be machmir, and there would be problems of ribis. We're going to speak in a different week about heter iska, and what we do to get around some of the ribis issues, but that would, strictly speaking, be a little bit of an issue. That would be a little bit of an issue. That sets the stage for what is a little bit of a more common situation, which has dealt with corporations. What are corporations? So corporations are large companies and the like, where the way it is set up, the owner accepts no personal liability when he is in charge of that particular corporation. So if I run my own business and something goes wrong, so depending on what I do and how I mess up, I may be personally liable sometimes, something gets wrong, and you can come to me directly. Corporations are a legal entity. It's a legal entity, at least in the world of American law and British law and the like, where you can set up, I believe British law, I wanted to be more inclusive, where you can set up but you can set it up in a way in which the owners avoid any sense of personal responsibility. So you're you get some of the profits, and you're involved in it, but you can do things with it without fear of any personal sense of liability. The question is, would there be ribis when it comes to such corporations? Corporations potentially even owned entirely or set up entirely by Jews. Is there going to be an issue of ribis when it comes to corporations? We could understand the fact that question could come up. Because if you are talking about a major corporation, they may be involved as part of their business dealings in a variety of ribis-type questions. They may sometimes want to borrow money in order to then invest it, make more of a profit, but pay back on interest. There are times where part of the corporation, what they may do is to lend money in order to be able to give it out and make profit on the interest they get for lending it out. These questions come up a lot when it comes to corporations. So what exactly is the status of corporations? This, we'll see in a little bit, has implications not only insofar, at least potentially, for the halachas of ribbis, but there are lots of questions that relate to corporations that are potentially going to be relevant to this issue. Another example, if you learn Hilchos Pesach, a corporation owned by Jews as far as the Isser of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzeh. We learned the first parak of Pesachim last Kayitzman, albeit in a complicated setting. But you have a similar shaila. Who does and doesn't violate Isurim of Bal Yira and Bal Yimatzeh? So what would be the din? Piskechu was quoted by Machlokes HaPosekim about this. If it came to a corporation, so what exactly would be the din if that corporation owns chametz and the like? On the one hand, let's talk it out for a second. Lechora, it sort of is owned by Jews. On the other hand, does halacha recognize this idea called corporations? Does halacha view this as like a halachic reality? Or lemaisa, you're the owner, and therefore you're really held accountable for it. So we'll begin with the ribbis discussion. We're going to speak about three mahalchim that we are going to go with. One mahalchim poskim, the mahalchim of Tzipesach Frank, the mahalchim of Minchas Yitzchak, and others, is that corporations are really no different than anything else. There's an iser ribbis if it's considered to be owned by. There is an iser ribbis, and that sheet does certainly exist to treat again corporations as having an iser ribbis. The Maisa, if it's a Jewish corporation, so they're Jews, or Chayiv and Ribbis, there's no difference if it's a corporation or not. Why would there be any room to be Mechalik? So there are two Mechalikim. Rav Moshe in Igros Moshe has a very famous tshuva, where Rav Moshe suggests the following. Rav Moshe says, it is mutter for a Jew to lend money to the company. He thinks it's usher for the company to lend money to a Jew and collect ribbis, but it's mutter for a Jew to lend money to the company. How come? What happens with a corporation? So many of us have learned the very famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that whenever you borrow money, there are two things that take place. There is both a shibud haguf, and there is also a shibud nechasim. That's the Rishonim in Ksubis and Daf Pehei, quoting this very famous shita of Rabbeinu Tam. What's a shibud haguf and a shibud nechasim? When I borrow money from you, so I accept a personal commitment that I am going to be paying you money. It's a personal commitment I have. Shibud nechasim is, if for whatever reason I am unable to pay you back, so then you get rights. Then you get rights in my field. Then you get rights in my. Then you have the ability to collect from my shibudim. Says Rav Moshe, the iser ribbis. So remember, we saw last week it applies when you have a loan between a regular malva and a lova. And a regular lova has both a shibud haguf and a shibud nechasim. But says Rav Moshe, corporations don't have even a shibud haguf. Corporations have no shibud haguf. Why do corporations have no shibud haguf? Because shibud haguf is all about the personal responsibility that I have to you. Shibud haguf is the personal responsibility, the personal achrayas that I accept to pay you back. But the way that there is no personal responsibility or personal liability, it's that company assets are going to be used for paying things back. Says Rav Moshe, the Iser Ribbis only takes place in the context of where the Lova has a Shibud Haguf. That's part of what a Halva is. So if I lend money to a company, and the company's borrowing money from me, Ki'ilu, to invest that money, to pay me back interest on that, says Rav Moshe, there is no Shibud Haguf. The company has no personal responsibility, personal liability. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, there will not be an Iser Ribbis when it comes to such companies. But says Rav Moshe, if I borrow money from the company, there may be an Iser Ribbis. Because if I borrow money from the company, I do have a Shibud Haguf. I do have a Shibud Haguf. The din of a Shibud Haguf is a din in the Loveh. So if the company doesn't have it, so then there's no Iser Ribbis, that's Rav Moshe. So whereas some poskim maintain that in fact corporations are no different than anything else, there are Jews there, you have to be machmir, Rav Moshe has his chiddush. Rav Moshe's chiddush is that there's not going to be an issue of ribbis if you lend the company money because the company has no shibud haguf. If there's no shibud haguf, memela, it's not going to be a problem at all. Clarity thus far? 1, 2, and... Yeah.
Voter Moshe say if you send an aputikir a daitiki to repay the loan, as in that's not considered a shibud hagub necessarily.
Is that true with aputikis?
No, isn't it that this specific the chasim that was going to pay back the loan?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Would you imagine, therefore, on said, also apply to corporations?
I'm having a time, I don't know. Yeah.
Corporations which are also run partly by Jews.
Yeah, maybe entirely even if it's entirely run by Jews, this may be true. Yeah. There is another svara that some of the posts can point out. It's a little bit of a famous svara. The svara goes as follows. I'm going to begin by giving you some background. There are elements of the svara quoted in the Chalkas Yaakov. It's quoted by Sternbach also in Chubas van Hagos. It's a very, very well-known, very, very well-known idea. It has sources in the world of Karbanos, in the world of Kachim. The din is like this. In general, step one, there does seem to be a difference. There are many nafkaminas, when you learn Mishnayos, even in Kachim, between Shutfin and Sibor. Shutfin and Sibor. Sometimes a lot of people come together and we're all called partners. And sometimes we are considered to be, Sometimes we're considered to be at Sibor. Okay, again, this has certain nafkaminas. What's the difference between Shutfin and Sibor? So many Achronim have a Yesod. Salvechik spoke about this often from a Ramban, and Vayikra we'll speak about it in a minute. You have this in a lot of Zer Avram, Rav Nachum Zeba, it's there also. It's a Yesod which Rav Huttner has in one place in Pacha Yitzchak. It's a Yesod which Rav Kook has somewhere in Tshuvas. It's a Yesod which comes up a lot of places. The difference between Shutfin and Sibor is the following. Shutfin are individuals that come together, and when you have a shutfus, each individual still exists. Instead of there being one person, there's five people. That's called a shutfus. Instead of there being one, there's 10 people. Shutfus is a bunch of people coming together. When we come together, we each are equally involved. We're each involved, and you can still identify the portion of every individual that is part of that shutfus. So if five of us are partners together, you can identify the portion which is mine, the portion which is yours. That's what shutfus is. Sibor, however, is fundamentally different. Sibor is not a bunch of individuals coming together. But when it comes to a karban sibor, that is the karban of Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? It's the karban sibor of Klal Yisrael. What that means is not that it's a lot of individuals that came together, but there is a mitzias. There is a reality called the collective Klal Yisrael. And the collective Klal Yisrael offers a karban. It is greater than, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It's not that like each individual, we lose any individual identity. It is the tzibor's. It is the tzibor's karban that we are bringing as a collective whole. The institution of tzibor means that Klal Yisrael can be set up when we function as a tzibor, that we are one integrated reality. We lose our own individual role within it. There's this collective reality. It's the tzibor's karban that gets brought. The mashal we give of Salvechik spoke about this when it comes to davening. The difference between tefillah bitzibor and tefillah hatzibor. Tefillah bitzibor is when you have 10 people davening individually at the same time together. We daven Shmoneh Esrei, so that's 10 of us davening individually at the same time. That's called tefillah bitzibor. People coming together where we're all davening as individuals, but a lot of us together. Chazaras HaShatz, the Rambam refers to as Tfilas HaTzibor. What is Tfilas HaTzibor? Not a lot of us davening individually together, but the one collective tefillah that we as a chalos of Tzibor are offering. That we as a collective entity are offering that one karban. What's the difference in Shutfin and Tzibor? In Shutfin, we identify, we can point out the individual, the role of each and every individual. When it comes to tzibor, so the idea of tzibor, that's not true. The idea of tzibor, you can't identify the role of an individual within the tzibor. There's a separate mitzias called tzibor, separate reality called the collective Klal Yisrael. It's Klal Yisrael's karban. It's not that it's all of us together. It's Klal Yisrael's karban as an independent kind of idea when you speak about Sibor. So there's no real individual. When you speak about Sibor, you can't identify individual connections the same way. It's a new reality It's a new reality. There are no individual connections there as much. The Ramban maintains, what does it take to make a tzibur? Rashi implies, as an example, that the only way to offer a carbon tzibur is if you take the money from machatzis hashekel. Machatzis hashekel money, that's the tzibur's money, that's what makes a carbon tzibur. The Ramban says, no, if the majority of Klal Yisrael get together and chip in, we could also offer a carbon tzibur. If a lot of us come together and give money, we could also offer something called a carbon tzibur. There are achronim that maintain that the idea of tzibur, found originally by carbon tzibur, where there's something called an entity, that it is a new entity, not based on just lots of different individuals with their individualized portion, but rather it's a new entity, which is ki'ilu, it has no individual involved, it's just the tzibur. That the same thing can exist when it comes to corporations. The Ragatzar v'Tafas Paneach, other achronim also, suggest that maybe a similar phenomenon exists when it comes to corporations. Are not partnerships. Partnerships are when 10 of us get together, we can see the portion and the responsibility incumbent upon each and every person. That's what a large partnership is. A corporation is eino kashutfin. Said the Sternbach, Shetzibor lo dami l'shutfin kemivur beramban. Afkan, a corporation is a geder acher. Shechelek ha-Yehudi lo nicker. You can't identify even the individual people behind the corporation. Corporations have a new, distinct, halachic reality. They are businesses that are owned, but you can't identify the individual owners. That's in many ways that the halacha recognizes this idea, the absence of personal liability means we no longer really are able to identify you as one of the owners of this corporation. It's just the chalos called the corporation, the chalos called the tzibur, that is different than shutfin. If that is true, it is possible, say these achronim, that maybe, there really isn't an iser ribis when it comes to corporations. Why? Because ribis has to come from malva to lova, has to come from individuals, from a malva to a lova. But if you understand that a corporation is not, there are no individuals that own the corporation. It isn't even like there are multiple individuals that own the corporation. We relate to the corporation as being an independent entity. An entity in which chelek ha-yachid eino nikar bo. An entity where you can identify the particular chelek of that yachid. So once that's the case, perhaps there's no real iser ribis. Say some of the achron, Chachas Yaakov and others, midrabanan, we should at least be machmir, maybe it's ribis drabanan, we could be makel based on this. But we seem to really have three svaras. We'll see how much time we have to elaborate on this, because I would love to talk for a bit longer. Great. There seem to be three mahalchim then, with Ribbis Corporation. We first spoke about larger partnerships. The Kitz Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Some are, Maram Shik is Mekel. Rav Moshe, others depends on, in the partnership, who gets the vote. It's primarily Jews, primarily non-Jews. Jews are running the company, not running the company. We then spoke about, what about corporations? No personal liability. So the Hartz Tzvi, Tzipes HaFrank, Mechas Yitzchak, they assume that there would still be Ribbis by corporations. Some, however, are more Mekel. Rav Moshe's Mekel because the absence of the Shibud HaGuf described by Rabbi Natan is missing here, and therefore one direction it's okay. Others would suggest that maybe corporations are a new identity. There is no legal individual owner of a corporation. Halacha would say, who's the owner of the corporation? We would say, there is no individual owner of the corporation. It's a new mitzias called a corporation, and that's what it is. Yeah.
So even if you identify Ribbis as a malva-lova relationship, that still wouldn't be able to be labeled as a malva?
So maybe not, because it's not individual. Maybe not.
I guess the corporation is an individual, no? It's still like the whole, the entity.
I think because there's no individual Jewish owner of it. So it's hard to call it that. So I just need to say it. Now there's an amazing chiddush here built in. Even if you buy the lumdus about carbon sebor, that carbon sebor, you can't identify the individual owner's parts of its sebor because its sebor is just klal Yisrael, not like us individually. It's a metzias called klal Yisrael. So who owns klal Yisrael's carbon tamid? Klal Yisrael owns klal Yisrael's carbon tamid. No particular individual. It's a big chiddush to extend that idea from outside the world of carbonos and to suddenly start applying it to things like corporations. Say corporations are a similar model of called an ownership of an entity where you don't have individual parts. Nevertheless, there are poskim that quote this in other contexts also, the same idea of a chiluk between Sibor and Shutfin. So we'll just for a moment maybe elaborate on one example, because I think it's intriguing and I think it's important for clarifying things a little bit. The Gemara tells us in Masechet Sanhedrin and Masechet Menachos, we darshan from the pasuk Vi'ata Kisvu Lachem Es Ashira Hazos, that there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. The Pischei Tshuva in Yerodea quotes a discussion in Achronim. So I have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. So the way that people do it sometimes, if you sponsor a Sefer Torah, the Rush has a shita about buying Sfarim, but if you sponsor a Sefer Torah, so that's a way that you are considered to fulfill. If you own it now, so then you sponsor and you own it, so you're considered to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. One, there's a Pischei Tshuva in Yerodea. What would be the halacha if we did it as part of Shutfen? If two of us got together, so would there be something called, would there be, my yotze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, if my brother and I decide that we're going to, my brothers and I decide that we're going to, that we're going to have a Sefer Torah, and three of us do it together, are we in fact yotze the mitzvah? Or you're only yotze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah when you are the sole owner, when you are the only owner over that Sefer Torah, when you did it all yourself? That's a discussion. The Torah Schayim, one of the commentaries on Meseches Sanhedrin, the Torah Schayim says, if you would be part of a tzibor, the putting together over, we are a tzibor, and you participate as being part of that tzibor into buying into that Sefer Torah, says the Sefer Torah Schayim, you would not be yotze the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger in his commentary there in Yerodea, says, we learn from the Torah Chaim, he says, just as if the Tzibor would contribute towards buying a Sefer Torah, the Torah Chaim says you're not Yotzei. Hu Hadin Shutfin. So too, if it wasn't the whole shul got together, but it was just me and a friend that got together, you would not be Yotzei the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. Because Eger brings a raya from the fact that it's not good if a tzibor pays for a ksiva sefer Torah. He says, hu hadin, so too, if shutfin, if there's two people together pay for it, you also would not be yotzei the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas Van Hagos points out the following on Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, I'm not sure I buy that raya at all, and l'chora yesh l'chalek between shutfin and tzibor. Says Rav Sternbach, it is possible that halacha l'maisa, we would argue the following. If I on my own go and I pay for and own a Sefer Torah, I have certainly fulfilled the mitzvah. It is also possible that if me as a shutaf, as me as a partner with someone else, we pay and buy a Sefer Torah, then I've also been yotzei the mitzvah. Why have I been yotzei the mitzvah? Because we can identify, when you're a partner, we can identify you as being one of the owners of this Sefer Torah. Partnership is about multiple individuals that come together, but we can still identify the individuals and their role in that Sefer Torah. Just says Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas Van Hagos, Shutfin, I can hear how your Yotzei was Shutfin, because we can still identify you as the one that paid for and owned the Sefer Torah. But says Rav Sternbach, I'm not sure that exists when a tzibor comes together. Because not only is there an idea of tzibor when Klal Yisrael brings a karban, not only is there an idea of tzibor for the Rugged Shofar and some others when it comes to corporations, but whenever a tzibor comes together, a community comes together to pay for a Sefer Torah, That tzibur also has the same yesod. What's that yesod of that tzibur? That the individual loses. The individual loses any sense of individual ownership over that item. That who does that Sefer Torah belong to? The young Israel of whatever. The yeshiva of whatever. That suddenly that shul or that community, that entity becomes the owner. And we don't identify any particular individual, as being part of that. So even if you paid for the Sefer Torah, it's not really viewed as if you were part of that at all. Or if you really own it, the tzibur owns it. The tzibur owns it. So what we saw is as follows. We saw that the status of large partnerships, the status of corporations, is a major debate amongst poskim. Some of it has to do with whether how halacha relates to corporations as a whole, nafkamina, as le'inyan, bayiran, bayimatzeh. Also, it may relate for Rav Moshe this idea of the absence of a shibet haguf in a corporation. And for some poskim, they raise the tzad. This is a little bit of an abstract idea. But there's something called individual ownership. There's something called a partnership where you can still see who the individuals are. And there's something called an ownership owned by an entity. And you can't even really, because by virtue of the fact that there is no personal liability, we don't even look at that entity as if they're individual owners of it. It's a metzias called that company. Halacha maybe even recognizes that with discussions about other places where this idea may come up. Halacha lemaisa, so what do we normally do? Rav Moshe says that you can lend money to a corporation, but you can't borrow money from a corporation. So what do we normally do? So it's a machlokas haposkim. Even some of the poskim I've seen before, like the Chalkas Yaakov, that quotes this idea of tzibur being different, still says adif to be machmir is iser d'rabbanan. Rav Sternbach also thinks that maybe there's room, even though the minhag in certain places mekel. Rav Sternbach thinks it could be okay. It may be appropriate for a person not to rely on some of these kulas. So what Rav Reisman writes in his sefer on Hilchos Ribbis, which I think is a standard approach, is that whenever you have a company, or you have a corporation with this kind of an issue, we do something called a heter iska. What is a heter iska? We'll have to find that a different week. But a heter iska is something that we do to allow, at minimum, corporations, certain kinds of partnerships and the like, to be able to function with ribbis, to be able to function with some sort of a ribbis. But you would not be, we are not, generally speaking, somech on these kulas alone. But a very important idea of the way that halacha happens to relate to corporations, that is certainly a very, very important idea. We should point out that...